Always a pleasure to be joined by Zach McAllister as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. We were talking before we rolled here. We've done several of these over the years, so it's good to see you again.
Good seeing you.
And speaking of having done this several times, the Indians enter camp with high hopes. And again, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Just talk about the championship mentality, the bar being set high for this organization and for this team, Zach.
I think it's a great thing. I think it's something that any athlete wants to have, is that ability to be a championship team and be able to win one. And we came so close a couple of years ago, and we have that taste in our mouth still. And we all want to be successful and dominant. And I think we have the opportunity to do that this season.
Coming up short can sting, though. It can hurt. How long does it take to get over that and decompress a little bit and then pivot and turn your attention to this year?
I don't think you ever necessarily really truly get over it. I think it's always something there that drives you, that makes you want to get better. But as far as kind of turning the page and starting over new, it happens sooner than later, I think. But I think you always have that drive to want to be on the top.
Take us through your off season, Zach. Number one, how long does it take, like I said, to just kind of put last year behind you? And then what'd you do to get ready for Goodyear?
For me, I usually take about a month off of just kind of getting away from everything and not lifting, not running, no throwing, and all that stuff, and just kind of give my body and mind a break. It's such a long season, especially spring training starting here, and then once the season starts, it's go time, that's for sure. And so to have that little bit of a break is definitely necessary, I think, for people to get their mind right and get back into that workout mentality and getting ready for spring.
Of course, a couple of changes within the pitching staff with Brian leaving and Joe Smith leaving. Talk a little bit about that, how you feel it affects the staff. And on the same token, with all the guys that are coming back, obviously it's still one of the strongest staffs in baseball.
Yeah, I think it's something pretty special that we've been able to have here, is a really good bullpen and actually really good starters too. And I think those kind of go hand in hand. If you have good starters, it makes your bullpen look good usually, just because they're well rested and able to kind of pitch in the right times. If you have bad starting, it can kind of make your bullpen look bad at the same time, because those bullpen guys are getting thrown out there left and right and kind of getting abused a little bit. But we're fortunate enough to have great starters that give our bullpen the opportunity to be successful, and we know that when they do struggle, which is not very often, that the guys that need to come in and pitch, we're all ready to go and take the ball at any time.
Zach, talk about the communication between the bullpen guys, yourself and Olson and Otero and obviously Andrew Miller and Cody Allen. How much communication is going on down there as far as, you know, just who's feeling what and how you guys are being utilized? Share that with our listeners if you could.
For us, I mean, we're extremely close down there. I think everybody down there, I mean, we contact each other in the off season. We want to hang out during the season. And again, that's kind of our family down there. We see that group of guys more than anybody, and so to be able to have a good relationship with them is definitely important. To be able to kind of go out there and let someone know, hey, I'm down the day, whether we know that before the game starts or not, but it lets that other guy know that, hey, okay, Cody's down today. There's one other guy that might need to step up in a later situation, and so we're all prepared for that. And as far as talking about like in-game situations, I mean, you kind of find guys that are similar to you that can help you out a little bit and see how they attack hitters and go from there.
That's an interesting point you make, because as much as you have advanced scouting reports and you sit down with the coaches and go through that, how much do you also pick each other's brains? Hey, what'd you throw to this guy in this situation? Yeah. How did you handle that? I assume it's a combination of both.
It is. It definitely is. I think for me, you definitely want to have the right information, and sometimes the right information is from another teammate, and that's just being able to see how he went about attacking a certain hitter. And when you're able to put the right information together, it makes you more successful when you do get the ball to go out there.
Zach, earlier this week, as part of our coverage out here in Arizona, had a chance to talk to Carl Willis, had a chance to talk to Scott Acheson. Obviously, everybody's thrilled for Mickey Callaway that he gets the managerial job in New York, but do you anticipate any sort of tweaks or any sort of changes with Carl and with Scott and with Sweeney?
No, I think number one for Atch, he's been with us the last couple of years as part of this staff already, so he knows from playing with some of us to watching us pitch the last couple of years, he knows how we are and how the little things that we need to be successful. And so, and with Carl, I don't think there's a whole lot of change. He was here a few years ago, and obviously it's a different staff than than was here when he first was here. But I think he knows us. He understands that, hey, he's not here to try to change any of us. He's here to make us better. And if that's saying a couple words of with mechanics, or if that's saying a couple words with a scouting report, then that's doing his job. And he understands that. I think he goes about it a great way.
To wrap things up, knowing how high the bar is for this organization, they've won more games in the last 5 years than anybody. How excited are you about the upcoming season?
Oh, it's extremely exciting. I think once spring training comes, it kind of gets that time of the year where you're like, all right, it's baseball season again. It's time to get going. And I think everyone down here is excited, and we have high expectations that we want to meet, and we want to be able to be successful at. And I think right now is the time to get ready for that, and to get our work in, to be prepared. And once the season starts, it's go time, like I said earlier.
There you go. Zach, we appreciate you spending a few moments with us. Appreciate the time. Best of luck this year.
Thank you.